Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Sonia Choquette's Psychic Sit-Up Conference Call number 3. This is the third out of 4 conference calls that we are doing. It is included in your sit-up program that some of you have completed and others have just started. So it's an exciting time. I would like to go over some housekeeping things here briefly. My name is Ryan. I am the business manager for Inner Wisdom. So if there's anything I can do throughout the course of your sit-up program, I am always available to help you. You can email me at ryan@soniachoquette.com. I would also like to let you know that the first 2 conference calls, the winter and the spring, were recorded and are available in your account section. That is where you will be accessing your sit-ups from. And come early next week, this call will also be available for you to listen to. So if you want to go back and listen to a question or follow up on some stuff that Sonia has said, that will be available. We will be taking some random questions this evening. If you are chosen, you will hear a little whisper in your earpiece that says you are now unmuted. That would be your cue that you are on with Sonia. She needs your name and your date of birth. Not everyone will be able to get a question answered, but as Sonia always says, each question and each answer pertains to each person and as a group. So just because it's not you getting the question answered, you will possibly, more than likely, be able to learn something from that. So without further ado, I would like to start this virtual classroom this evening with Sonia Choquette.
Hi, everybody. This is Sonia, and I'm very excited to be back with you again for our third conference call. I think I've said this before. The best way to perceive this particular call is like a virtual classroom where everybody's listening in together, and as we take calls, they will add to the overall experience. But I'd like to say that, again, the value of working with the sit-ups is that it's one thing to intellectually learn and even emotionally understand the process of going from being literal ego-based to intuitive, whole brain, whole spirit-based. And the only way that can really happen is through practice and through integrating bit by bit, step by step, new types of perceptions, new behaviors, new ways of looking at things, new ways of interacting with life. And that's what the sit-ups do. That's how we've set it up, is because that's the way we learn best. If you get a bunch of information at one time, you might walk away thinking, oh, I know all of that, but it won't stick. It won't stay. It won't get deep inside the behavioral patterns and the behavioral perspective of the way you live your life. So the sit-ups each week just give you a little bit more to work with, and it's sort of like knitting or weaving, just to weave in a little bit more consciousness, to weave in a little bit more awareness. And then you'll find, without really any huge leap, these subtle shifts that your life makes a big shift. And so for those of you who are well into it, if you've been doing your due diligence and practicing, I'm sure you're experiencing something very wonderful. And if you're just beginning, please let me encourage you. Not enough to just watch it. Do it. Do it. Try the sit-ups. Work those intuitive muscles and keep that journal, because that's how you're going to start seeing the progress. Okay, so I think the best way to learn in this classroom is with your question. So with Ryan's assistance, you'll give me your name, your date of birth, and your question, and then we'll go about your question on the sit-ups, on your progress, and we'll see how that we can all help each other in the next hour. So I'm ready to take our first question.
Hello. Sonia, this is Jacqueline Brodnitsky, and my date of birth is May 16th, 1966.
Okay. All right, Jacqueline, and what is your question?
Well, I want to thank you. I just finished the sit-ups program, and just feel wonderful. And I spoke with you on the last call about doing readings. And my question is sort of where to go from here, how to get, how to move forward with all this, with readings, with working on a book that I'm working on, how to...
Well, a couple things I would do. In terms of the book, I would suggest you maybe, if you have not ever really started a book, use my friend Julia Cameron's Artist's Way process of the morning pages.
Yes.
And that'll get your book marching out of your head and onto the paper. As far as readings go, if you've never done readings in any formal way, a good way to begin is maybe with my oracles, or there's Doreen Virtue's oracles. That's a grid that helps begin and anchor your reading, and then the intuitive flow can come through. Or you can work with my book, The Psychic Pathway, which actually has some suggestions for actually doing readings. And I just can't encourage you enough to consider coming to my professional, my certification training, which is actually a 4-day incubator for you to actually practice readings, learn different techniques, learn different styles, see which ones feel right, see which ones work for you, get feedback, get guided instruction, and learn the protocol of how to have a life doing that kind of work professionally. Because it's one thing to be intuitive, which is what the sit-ups are providing, but you need a little bit further instruction about what it's like to work intuitively with other people's energy.
Okay.
So
okay.
Those are the steps that I think could be very grounded for you.
Okay, wonderful. When we spoke in November, you said that that you thought I should just start doing readings, and I did a slew of them. And I did them for free for friends. And now that I'm starting to charge, I'm not receiving as many interested people. So I was wondering.
That's your own, well, of course, that is to a larger degree. Could be some protection for you, because you want to be real clear about energy in, energy out. What you might want to do for an interim is to say, I work on a love offering basis. Give me what you get.
Okay.
And then see if it picks up again.
Okay.
Okay, Jack.
Great.
All my love.
Thank you. Thank you. All my love, too.
Okay. I'm ready for another question.
Hi, this is Jane.
Hi, Jane. When's your birthday?
My birthday is April 27th, 1945.
And what would you like to ask me, Jane?
Well, my creative side has been gradually awakening and has accelerated since I've started this program.
That's fantastic. That's, of course, a huge part of what we're doing with this program.
Well, and it's wonderful. I have had the courage to take some of my photographs to two local shops on the island, and now they're being displayed for sale. I never imagined I would do this.
Congratulations.
I'm learning to create some fabulous DVD creations with this really complex program that I'm learning, and I'm going to go to some training in Austin, Texas this summer.
That's fantastic, and this is part of what happens when you start doing the sit-ups, is that part of your intuitive blessing is huge creative inspiration. That's what intuition starts doing, is it expands your creativity and gives you whole new avenues and whole new openings in terms of how you can express yourself. So you're very well on your way, Jacqueline.
Well, in writing, I feel like I'm drawn to doing some writing and creating some informative lectures to maybe speak on cruise ships in the future.
This is exactly the kind of thing that the sit-ups are intended to do, is to help everybody who's listening to begin to find your voice with your intuition and to go out in the world when you feel, or if you feel so inclined, and be a source of inspiration for others. And my advice to you, don't think too much about the future. Just keep following your inspiration step by step.
Well, the wonderful thing is that I don't need it to turn into anything.
That's right.
Fun.
Just
but
keep
I,
showing up.
But you know how the mind is. I kind of wondered what's the possibilities of manifestations in the future. And also,
well, here's the thing. First thing I want everybody who's working with the sit-ups, as what you'll discover is more and more inspiration, more and more ideas, more and more opportunities that cross your mind, more and more creative impulses. That's part of it. That's
right.
The benefit. And so what I'd like you to do is keep a creative journal.
Okay.
And secondly, start with those inspirations, writing down which of those you would like to choose as goals. And then your guides and your higher self can start working on that with you.
Okay.
So it's like fishing. All these potential opportunities are streaming by, and they're all openings for you.
I like all of them.
Right, but they're all openings, every one of them. It's not one is right or one is wrong. They're all openings and invitations. So keep the journal and then start writing down from the myriad of possibilities that are opening up with your setups, the goals. And then your guides and your higher self know how to start directing your creative and intuitive inspiration and direction. So that'll work for you, okay?
And there's another...
Well, we have a lot of callers.
Yeah,
so would it be okay if we went on to another caller and hopefully you're in those other callers, you could get some answers too.
And without further ado, our next caller.
Okay, Sonia, who's there?
Hello?
Yes, what's your name?
Lucy.
Hi, Lucy. When's your birthday?
August 15, 1975.
Okie doke. And what would you like to ask me?
I feel like I've been doing a lot of work on myself, and I've been growing a lot, but I don't know what the next step is for me.
Things, Lucy. The first is let the next 2 months or 3 months, as you're working with the sit-ups, be less the idea of work on yourself and more the idea of just being creatively inspired, and that you're having a time of like a flower opening versus thinking that you're in a remedial course.
Mm-hmm.
And be just start writing down. I really encourage in every, you know, this classroom starts with writing. Every group call, there's a kind of a group message, and I'd say writing comes up again.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually think in terms of what do I want to be when I grow up, you have a real energy to be a source of inspiration, teaching, guidance. You can work with people one-on-one. You can work in small groups. Maybe you would like to try something like taking one of my books, such as the Psychic Pathway, which is just a beautiful complement to this program, and teach it.
Mm-hmm.
Have a small group experience where you facilitate the book and take a class through the book. I think by the end of it, you'll be very clear and very inspired.
Okay.
So take up that challenge, and you will enjoy it. And you can do it.
Is this something that I would eventually be doing something along these lines full time?
Absolutely, but you have to begin at the beginning. Even I didn't start full time.
Mm-hmm.
So start at the beginning.
Okay.
And don't worry about the end. Okay, Lucy.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And just put together a little class. You'll really love it.
Okay.
Okay. All my love to you.
Thank you. You too.
Okay, let's go to the next caller.
Our next caller, you're now up.
Who do we have?
Hello, you're up with Sonia.
Hello.
Hi, what's your name?
This is Chris.
Hi, Chris. When's your birthday?
Oh, it's January 15th, 67.
Great. And what would you like me to look into?
Well, I'm certainly, I know I've been growing and moving forward, but I'm often just disconnecting and just kind of getting stuck in my mud. Some days I'm up and then I seem to create something in my life that really takes me off more often than not.
Well, a couple of things. I do feel that you have fantastic healer energy. and fantastic inspiration that comes through that channel. But you do lack boundaries. Healer energy is energy that can just kind of lose its edges, and that's why you drift.
Oh.
So it's another thing that I would suggest, commit to your goals. Name them and define them. You're not defining your gift and your goals with your gift. That's why you drift. So
it's in a day-to-day, just life, even getting life going is the challenge that I don't even get to focus there often to go past.
Well, I do think it, you know, I have compassion for you a little bit, Tom. You come from past lives that have been very much monastic and just mystical and off meditating and not necessarily being in the daily world of real life, and this is new for you. So you have to perhaps avoid the temptation to drift.
Okay.
And make goals, but make them a little bit more immediate. This week, the goals. And one of the ways I do it, I actually have a new book coming out in the fall that will elaborate on this. It's a simple goal, but I think it would be great for you and really for everyone listening. When you wake up in the morning, you say out loud and even write down, the most important thing for me to accomplish today is.
Mm.
And whatever happens, that you don't drift from.
Okay.
And just one thing. And that will begin to start anchoring your energies and get you more practical and more grounded. And think about some goals around your healer energies.
Yes.
Okay, Tom, Chris, I think that you will be very, very grounded in that. And by the way, the reason I called you Tom is you actually have a healer guide with you named Thomas.
Oh, I didn't know of him. Hi, Tom.
So, yeah, okay. You're right. It's coming through.
Yes, I'm getting there. I think I'm going to a Reiki group thing this weekend.
Excellent. Make it a goal.
Okay.
Instead of, I think I might go.
Well said.
Okay. There you go,
Chris.
All
right, thank you.
All my love.
Thank you. Love you.
Okay. Who do we have next?
What?
Who is this? This is Sonia.
This is Paula.
Hi, Paula. You're my next caller.
Oh, good. Birthday.
What's your birthday?
5/4/60.
Okay. And what would you like me to focus on?
I have been struggling with bronchitis and a partial to full laryngitis for 5 weeks now, and I'm a singer. I've had to cancel 2 performances, and I've got a really big performance on June 15th. And I just want to know if there's anything else I could be doing.
Yes. Have you tried or have you been in any infrared saunas?
No.
Look in your local area. The infrared sauna can help clear that congestion because it's the energy of the sun.
Okay.
And it's a new type of sauna where you're not heated from the exterior, but it warms you from a deeper place. One of my healer friends said to me, it's almost like a microwave, but not really.
Okay.
You know, it's the sun from the inside. And that is something that could really help you. And you really are sick because your immune system is not very strong and you have just been around too much bug in public places. So the infrared will help, and then you want to focus on building up that immune system.
So does it look like I'll be able to do this performance?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
So I just want you to, you know, check this infrared out and maybe every day. Lots of spas are introducing this. Just Google it and you will find it. And it was something that can really warm you from the lungs inside out.
Okay.
Okay, Paula?
Thank you so much.
All my love to you.
Thank you.
Before we take the next caller, as you become more intuitively strengthened and as you become more psychically aware, you also do become more open. So pay attention to good boundaries. Pay attention to a lot of adequate downtime to regenerate, to rejuvenate, pay attention to being in prayer, in quiet time, and let that become a part of your daily structure. It is in the sit-ups, but I want to just reiterate that so that you become, your aura builds up, and this can help for some of this vulnerability going on. So that's just what was going on with you, Paula. Actually, lots of psychic people and intuitives can become very, very vulnerable to illnesses because you're opening up, but you're not at the same time focusing on good energetic boundaries. So this is something for everybody to listen to. Okay, I'm ready to go back to the next caller, Ryan.
All right, here we are. The next caller, you're up with Sonia.
Hello.
Hi, what is your name?
Heather.
Heather. Hi, Heather.
Hi.
And when is your birthday?
January 6, 1978.
Okay, Heather, what would you like to have me focus on?
Okay, I kind of have an issue. I'm supposed to be on week 41 of the program, and I have some sort of blockage. I don't know what it is, but, like, I was doing the program for the first maybe, like, 12 weeks, and then I just kind of stopped, and I keep telling myself every day I need to watch this, but for some reason there's a blockage, and I just don't.
You stop. Well, I would say that's one of the reasons why we set the program where you can go back and look at it with the DVD and work it, because what happens with your sit-ups is you begin to become more aware of your responsibilities and your choices and your energies and how you begin to create your own life. And every once in a while we get a blockage when we realize that we're at a point where we really might have to do some personal changing about how we negotiate things in life. And with you, Heather, it has to do especially with relationships.
Oh, my gosh, it is.
So it's just a matter for you to begin now to look at that the changes that are coming about and the being maybe more authentic and more aware and being a little bit clearer will actually get you more of what you want, even though it does involve you have to break these habits, these patterns. So I'd say look for the resistance. Ask for your higher self to help you through it. Again, journal. Are you keeping the journal?
I was doing really good at that, and for the past couple of months I've just been really bad about it. I think part of it's just fear, because I'm just, you know, part of me just scared.
Changing. You're
right.
Changing.
Exactly.
And that's what we're hoping. But you're changing to a more effective, more creative, more satisfying way, but it is still change.
Yes.
So use your journal to write about your fears.
Okay.
Write about fear for the next 5 days.
Okay.
And just write them all out, all of them. And don't be surprised that after you write it all out, you'll be back in a very interested place again and ready to
respond. How much time should I spend a day on writing about that?
I would say a good 20 minutes.
Oh, okay. Okay,
not 5 hours or anything. A good thorough 20 minutes.
Okay, perfect.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Okay, all right, Heather. And, you know, this is another thing what Heather brings up. It's a very good point. Work in the sit-ups is to change your vibration, to change your energy, to change the way you interact in life, to change your communication. It invites a change of perception, a change of your sensitivities, and it will then subsequently start showing you a change of behavior. And if you do hit a wall like Heather hit, it's not surprising not to worry, but do what I suggested, write in a journal about your fears, give it a good 5 days. If you don't feel that you've finished writing, carry on, but there will be a time when you're going to be done resisting. And resistance always comes up before breakthrough. So the other side of this, Heather, and all of you who are maybe sharing this feeling, is a breakthrough coming. With change comes breakthrough, and with breakthrough comes a huge positive flow of energy. So the resistance will give way to some incredible benefits. So try that, and I think you'll see something quite exciting. Okay, let's go on to another question. Hello?
Hello, you're on with Sonia.
Who's next?
Okay, we'll try someone else.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, this is Debbie.
Hi, Debbie, and when is your birthday?
February 27th, 1949.
Okay, Debbie. What week are you on in the sit-ups?
Well, I've got the DVD, so I've kind of cheated.
Okay, that's why I was asking.
I know.
You know, it doesn't work if you jump around.
Okay.
So that's the first thing. My guys are saying you're not really on any week.
Uh-huh.
You're kind of jumping around. So maybe what you want to do is just do one session on that DVD.
Okay.
At a time. Now, with that said, what is your question?
I've been doing some of your Heart's Desire workshops, and I got another one coming up in July. I've just gotten married in December, and my husband does healing and energy work. And I was wondering, do you see a career for us to do some metaphysical things together maybe in the future?
Absolutely, Debbie, but it takes for you the need to be decisive.
Okay.
Committed.
Okay.
And don't jump around.
Okay.
You would be a great teacher. You would be a great partner. You would have a great, very reciprocal, very complimentary. Like I said, part of this program, a good part of this program is to teach the teachers.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so, but I'd say you don't want to be jumping around.
Okay.
The more consistent, the stronger and more grounded and more clear and guided you will be, and then your students will therefore feel that vibration and trust you.
Okay.
So that makes you a good teacher.
Right.
So absolutely, I really encourage that.
Okay.
Okay, all my love.
Thank you very much.
Now, for those of you who want to work with my books and teach them, I support that. I encourage it. But I just want to say, please follow the curriculums. Don't be inconsistent. These are well laid out, grounded. They work from the bottom up, as do the sit-ups. So work consistently and give it. You'll get what you give. So give it your full attention. Give it 2 feet in effort, and you will be amazed at what you get. I had a woman in London where I just returned last week, and her response was, I finally sat down and really worked it, and it was freaky how amazingly things changed. It just was really something. So with that said, let's go now to our next question and our next student. Who's next?
Hi, Sonia. This is Molly.
Hi, Molly.
My birthday is May 10th, 1956.
Okay. And what is your question?
Well, also about fear, but I also just welcome anything that you think would be helpful for me.
Well, you have a bit of a different relationship to fear than our last caller.
Ah.
Your relationship to fear is that you have actually had some past lives where you've been a metaphysician, but you kind of got off track.
Okay.
So you put yourself, you kind of put the fear of God in you, so to speak, so that you don't let your ego interfere with your higher goals.
Okay.
So all you really need to do is be very clear, and this is another message back to you to write your goals down.
Okay.
And the goals especially, write down what exactly do I want my higher self, my intuition, and all the energies that be, what do I want them to help me with?
Okay.
So it's not just opening up to everything. And that's
okay.
The fear.
Yeah, right.
So you want to direct the awareness. by saying, this is exactly what I want inspiration and direction in. And you direct it.
Okay.
And then when you write your fears, I'd like you to write down exactly what you're afraid of.
Okay.
And I think to some degree you're afraid you might open up to things that you don't want anything to do with. And you won't if you clearly name your goals, especially.
Okay.
Okay. Now, you have, it seems like you have another thought or question in that. So go ahead.
Yeah. I don't even know what the thought or question is. It's just more about, I guess it's more about how do I, or what about these fears is interfering with me even knowing what it is that I
am afraid of?
No, that I want.
Well, that's just it. You are afraid that you don't know what you want.
Hmm.
So a couple of helpful hints here could be, in addition to working the sit-ups, have you seen my book, The Heart's Desire?
Yes, I haven't read it, though.
I would. Do you have someone you can maybe work with to share reading this book with and work together?
Maybe, uh-huh.
That would be the ideal way.
Okay.
And the more you kind of work simultaneously with the sit-ups, you work The Heart's Desire, and with a sense of fun.
Okay.
Okay, not such a heaviness.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay, let's just, it's fun to create.
Uh-huh.
Find a partner, work together, and I think that a lot of these fears will anchor into some really clear-cut goals. And don't, you're a bit of an idealist.
Uh-huh.
This is something I'm saying to you, but also others, please listen. Don't set ultimate goals.
Okay.
What kind of goals do you want for now?
Okay.
And keep it short and sweet and immediate until you get the hang of it.
Okay.
And then I think a lot of these fears, I think your fear is I'll make some horrible mistake, I'll create the wrong thing, then what? And just kind of bring it back down to something a lot more fun and immediate, and you'll find these fears give way to some flow.
Yeah, okay.
Okay? Okay, all my love to you.
Great. Thanks, Sonia.
Sure. And this is a good point. As you begin to open up your intuitive muscles, and what we're seeing here is a bit of a theme, your guides will come in, your higher self comes in and says, okay, you're able to connect with us a little bit more, you're able to connect to these more subtle frequencies, but how can we serve? What do you want? And that is the best way to work with intuition, is to set your goals. So if it's unfamiliar, you might want to, it's very good to maybe look at my book, Your Heart's Desire, work with someone, put a little group together. If you want more mentoring, you can look at my mentoring program on the web. There's lots of ways to do this, but my point is going back to, don't be too heavy. Let it be fun. All of this is to help you learn and connect more with the joy of life. Okay? So with that said, let's go to the next question. Hello?
You're up with Sonia.
I don't think... Are you there? Hello?
Okay, we're going to hang up and move on to the next caller.
Hello? Hi. Hi, this is...
Hi.
Sonia, and you are?
My name is Sherry, and I'm born October 2nd, 1964.
And Sherry, what would you like to focus on?
I started a business about a year ago, and it's been up and down trying to get it going, and I would love to know what it is that I'm stuck on, or there's something that's not jiving, and I can't figure out what it is.
I think two things. I think, one, you're just a bit impatient. And so it might feel like, my God, this is dreadful, nothing's happening. Two, I think you have a subconscious resistance to putting 2 feet into this business.
Okay.
So you've got 1 foot and 1 toe and a kind of a back door in case. And if you would put 2 feet in, and maybe review your approach to the business. Again, maybe look at my Heart's Desire book.
Okay.
And review your approach. You'll see the holes. You'll find the holes. And it's the weakness energetically is there are not two full feet fully in.
Okay.
And so it's a bit of an ambivalence. It's an energy leak. It's like it goes up and down, back and up and down.
Yeah.
So this could really help you. And like I said, there are several ways you can do this. You can work with me through the mentoring online. You can work with a friend. You can work the book. But I don't think you should work alone.
Okay.
I do think that alone you won't see your blind spots as well as if you work with someone.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. Thank you.
All my love to you, Sherry. And you know what? It's a good business. Stay with it.
I want to reiterate something here for some people that have gotten on and are new to the call. When you hear in your earpiece on the telephone that you are now unmuted, that is your cue that you are now live with Sonia. So when you hear that, that means you are live with Sonia, and she would like for you to give you her name and date of birth.
And okay.
With that said, we'll move on to the next caller.
Hi, Sonia. This is Krishna in London.
Krishna! Hi!
How are you doing?
Krishna was there. I was just in London last week. I'm good, Krishna. When is your birthday?
It's the 11th of May, 72.
And what would you like me to focus on for you, Krishna?
So actually it's funny because, of course, it's very similar to a lot of the calls that are coming up. For me, Sonia, I've been feeling this calling inside for some time. It's kind of driving me a bit crazy. It's something to do with helping unblock people around consciousness, but there's also a social change element to it. But it's coming through intuitively, but it's not grounded, and I don't know where to go with it. I'm not getting a really good sense of what to do next. And
Krishna, you were not given the name Krishna by accident. I think that you are here to teach groups.
Really?
Yes. And you can. I started in my living room. I would invite people over for, and don't make the mistake I made. I was so enthusiastic, I would keep people hostage for hours and hours. And those poor people would be so drained and exhausted, and I finally learned. But you just maybe 2 hours, maybe twice a month or once a week, where you just sit and share ideas, and pretty soon it'll start taking a form, like I said to some of the other callers. This program is designed to teach the teachers. And to begin a movement of consciousness, a shift of consciousness, where each of you can influence in whatever way feels correct to you. But in your case, rather than wait for a formal introduction or a formal invitation, do it.
Okay.
Go
okay,
for it,
great.
Krishna, and you will find form and you will love it. And bring it in just to your home or just into your home. And believe me, don't let anybody's home be a reason not to. I lived in a one-room studio with no furniture and just asked everybody to bring a pillow.
That's great. I love it.
Okay,
I love
Krishna,
it.
So you do that.
Thank you. Can I just ask, Sonia, do you have any sense of a name of a guide that I might have at all?
Evelyn.
Evelyn, okay.
Yes, and it's an angelic realm. It's from the, and you
okay.
have a very lovely connection to the angelic realm, which is why people, you can unblock them because you can touch their heart.
Oh, thank you.
Trust you.
Okay? Thank you, Sonia. That's lovely. Thank
all
you
my
so
love
much.
To you, Krishna. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Okay.
Many blessings.
Thank you.
And with that, we'll move on to our next caller.
This is Margie.
Hi, Margie.
Hi, Sonia. So nice to talk to you.
It's my pleasure. And what is your birthday?
My birthday is November 9th, 1953.
And what would you like to focus on?
Well, I have been jumping around for about a year, trying out different jobs, different job ideas. I've been, educating myself, taking seminars, and, nothing has really panned out because I I guess I don't know what I want to be when I grow up.
And
but.
You know what, Margie? A couple of things.
Okay.
You don't want a job.
I don't. I really don't.
So let's just start there and look at the hesitation is if you work for yourself, your fear is you won't be able to stand on your own 2 feet.
Oh, that's exactly what it is. I have a bit of a security issue involving money, of course.
You do. So what you do is you take as any kind of a freelance temp job and you start being, like I said, this program is teach the teachers.
Right. Well, the issue is now I've kind of chosen something that I seem to be directed to. Several people mentioned it, that you would be good at this. And I'm going to be trying to stage homes for sale. I'm sort of I have a design background and I have a good eye for color and
vibration.
Yeah.
And so you tell people that.
I do.
And that's what you base your business on.
Right. So I've started this business. I guess I just...
Your security issue that's distracting you. And you know what?
It's not only that, Sonia. It's every time I find something that I think maybe I'm going to be really good at, other little issues pop up.
Those are called your resistance.
Yeah.
It's your resistance to commitment. We got another theme going here. I think it would be very helpful for you to work simultaneously the heart's desire.
I have read that book many times.
Reading it is not doing it. And find a friend, or if you need be, let me coach you just like I'm coaching you on the setup.
Okay.
To stay the course.
Okay.
All that distraction is your resistance to commitment and taking full responsibility.
I do admit that I have not always been truly responsible.
No,
but,
and you haven't been for a lifetime. You're afraid to be responsible. Here's the thing. You'll love it.
Yeah.
What you don't know is you will absolutely love it.
Well, you know, my most recent distraction I don't even feel has to do with me. My daughter
None of them
is,
do. That's another well, distraction. It's the distractions that you're coming up with, whatever or however you justify them, are distractions. And however you cloak them in what appear to be valid reasons, they're not.
But if this is a family issue, I
nope,
can't really
nope,
put my back on
nope,
that, can I?
No. However, it doesn't mean you can't do what you need to do.
Oh, I'm still going to do it. I'm just...
Margie?
Yeah.
This is an old story.
Okay.
Okay, and I want you to re-listen to this call because I want you to hear yourself. You won't like that resistance.
Okay.
And I want you to get familiar with it because it's draining you.
Okay.
And I want you to know that what you want to know is that you can trust yourself. And you
yes.
can begin at the beginning and it will grow. But decide and quit jumping around like a jackrabbit.
So just do it.
Just do it. And be quiet. You know what my teacher would say to you?
What?
Too much talking.
Yeah.
And just do it.
Okay.
And you'll find that you have time to be available to everyone else and just do it.
Okay,
Margie?
Yes, thank you, Sonia.
Okay, so a little tough love there. But you will really appreciate it. And where Margie is not uncommon. As you become more intuitively aware, you are asked to become more responsible. And that does bring up some fears. But I want you to know that you can trust, and the more you do embrace your responsibilities and know you're co-creating with the universe, and less talking, less fear, just do it, and do it if you're fearful. Write that, Margie, or another one, and all listening, the fear list, but do it anyway. Okay, let's go to our next interesting question.
Hi, Sonia, this is Anna.
Diana, when is your birthday?
November 6, 1957.
And what would you like to ask me?
Well, you probably just touched on it as I was waiting for me to come up, but when you do get this awareness and integrating all of these new behaviors with family members who don't embrace the changes, what do you suggest that I, how to
Well, handle? The first thing, Anna, have you read my book, The Intuitive Spark?
No, that one I have not read.
Because that one answers this question exactly.
Okay.
That, of course, families get polarities. There's always going to be one who's on the intuitive gas, and there's maybe five on the intuitive brakes. And so you treat it with humor, and you you don't polarize. And I there's stuff that can I elaborate on this. There's a big section of that book, The Intuitive Spark, with suggestions and tools. But primarily what I say is treat it more lighthearted.
Okay.
Say, well, you know, and ask those who resist for their vibes in playful ways.
Okay.
Just kind of get them to engage, but you have to watch your language. You might want to say, well, what's your hit? What's your feeling?
Okay.
You know, be mindful of not getting the dander up.
Okay.
And notice, and just know the resistance is grounded in good intentions.
Okay.
It's just fear of the unknown.
That's right. Okay.
So I would say the intuitive spark is a wonderful companion for you right now and can give you lots of playful ways not to get polarized.
Okay, thank you. I'll get that.
Okay, all my love.
Thank you. You too.
All right. And, you know, this is another good point that Anna brings up is that, yes, as you begin to shift and grow, the constellation of your intimate relationships will also start to shift and grow. And when you shift, people get scared. So they might start saying, what's up with you and why are you weird? But if you're not heavy, you keep yourself light, playful, open, you will find, and there's lots of instruction and guidance and suggestion in my book, The Intuitive Spark, that you can actually recruit even the most resistant. And if you can't, don't take it personally. It's not about you. They're just afraid and not quite ready yet, and it's okay. That's okay. Be loving and patient. Part of psychic sit-ups is to learn to teach you, is to teach you to not take other people's place where they are as an indictment of you. So really have to be humor, full of humor and lighthearted. So do it. Keeps you humorful and lighthearted, okay? And I don't think humorful is a word, but let's let that be a humorful. That's our new sixth sensory word for the night. Okay, who's our next question?
Hello, you're with Sonia.
Hello?
I hear her, but I don't think she's live, so we're going to try another person, and I'll come back to you.
Oh, okay. Next.
You're live with Sonia. Last name Levy, L-E-V-Y. Sorry, I'm going to move on to the next person.
Hello?
Oh, nice.
Okay.
Where?
Got them through, but not a good connection. So I'm sorry, I'm going to switch over to another person.
Hello?
Hello? I think our joy guides are having some fun with us here.
Playing games here. Okay, I will go by name this time then, just so we don't have any trouble. We'll go with Rick Rominger. You're now up with Sonia.
Hello. Sonia, are you on?
Yeah, Rick. How are you?
I'm doing very well. It's great to hear your voice.
Yours too, Rick. Well, now, when's your birthday?
Oh, my birthday is 9/21/1950.
Okie doke. All right, Rick, how is the program going for you?
Terrific. I've really enjoyed it and stayed on course. I am on, well, I've listened to sit-up number 48.
Excellent.
So they've been very beneficial, very helpful, and kept me on track. But
if you stay the course, and I would say start the CD over at the beginning when you're done.
Okay, I'll do that.
Or the DVD. So, what's your question, Rick?
Oh, my question is it has to do with the book I'm writing, and I'm trying to focus on a publisher to publisher to contact once my book proposal is ready to be presented. And I just wonder if you have any feeling for what publisher I might go toward.
Well, I think that right now the publishers are beginning to see and recognize the... Is your book taking any of this information toward people who are in a business arena?
Absolutely. And what I would like to do is change business from the inside out and take my message into the scientific and the business community and
right.
schools.
I would suggest that, first of all, you just start writing. You just start writing. And I would suggest you take it, start maybe with Hay House.
Okay, I'd love to be a Hay House author. And
but you have to start writing. They don't take proposals.
Okay.
Look at books.
I'm about 50% done.
Great. Well, that's why my guides are saying keep going.
Okay.
And I feel that there's go to hayhouse.com and there's a whole list of protocol there.
Okay, I will.
But you have something that could be that the guides are saying is very timely and important, and you're on the right track.
Okay, well, that's great news.
Okay, and more, and you know, when you're done, I will give a stamp of endorsement on that.
Fantastic.
All my love to you.
All my love to you as well, and best wishes, Sonia.
Okay.
Okay. Goodbye.
Next caller, I'm going to go by name here just so we don't have any further trouble.
Yeah, that's
going to be Pamela Juarez.
Hi, Sonia.
Hi, and when is your birthday?
March 28th,
1967. Okie doke. What would you like to look into?
I've been spending probably about 8 years since my divorce trying to build my health and just focus on myself and figure out how to find joy within myself before looking for another relationship.
Good idea. You have such a long history of being so dependent and enslaved
mm-hmm.
to the other. And so good for you.
Right. I feel like I have made a lot of progress sometimes, but sometimes I just feel really overwhelmed. I've got some health issues that seem to bog me down.
Well, it's rooted in a deep-seated fear that I cannot do it by myself.
Right, yes.
And you need to realize you're not by yourself. That's the big shift. You're not by yourself at all. You need to feel it. And you need to change the paradigm that the by myself doesn't necessarily hinge on the prince on the horse mentality, but you have a whole world of resources, people, and support who really, really, really love you.
Right.
And so your guide is coming through, and you're not. Your guide is Chedi, Chedi. And he is a Hindu master teacher, and he said you've been a devotee and a follower, and you've been in so many relationships where you depended on them for your everything. But he said you have a whole community of love, and to start your nightly list is all the sources of love in your life.
Okay.
Because you have a lot of them. And that's going to make you less fearful, which is what your health is just your fear.
Yeah, I know that. And then at the same time, I'm not sure what I'm afraid of. It just seems like...
Being alone.
It's like I can know these things consciously, but it
right.
doesn't sink into a deep...
Well, it's sort of like this, and it's a funny little image that your guide is giving me. It's like you're sitting in a room with kind of a hat on your head and sunglasses, and the lights are out. But the guides are saying that if you turned on the light and took off the hat and sunglasses, everybody would yell surprise. And you're so surrounded by love. And this is what I want you to start noticing. Okay? So that's a very humorous image they're giving me. And you're
okay.
sitting there and I'm all alone.
Yeah.
So they keep saying surprise. It's very funny. So use that and know, and the fear will give way to humor, and humor give the way to joy, and joy will give the way to confidence, and you'll be able to connect with people in a way that feels really, really, really good.
Okay.
So just keep thinking of that image when you get bugged out. Okay?
That's great.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
The gift came from your guide. All my love to you.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, on to our last caller of this evening. Once again, I'm going to say the name for Melanie Lowe. You're with Sonia.
Oh, great. Last but not least.
Yes, of
Hi,
course.
Sonia.
Hi, Melanie. When is your birthday?
April 28th, 61.
And what would you like to focus on?
Well, you know, I've really wanted to manifest for myself just a committed, lifelong, intimate, great partner. Mm-hmm. And I've never been married, and it's something I've always wanted. And of late, I've brought somebody into my life that's long distance again. And I'm trying to listen to my spirit, and I'm getting lots of conflicting voices.
Well, here's the deal.
Mm-hmm.
We have a couple things that have manifested tonight. Dependency is a theme. Insecurity, standing on your own two feet, has been a theme. And being overly idealistic has been a bit of a theme. I believe you're learning to have a relationship. I think that you, like, I think it was Chris, come from a soul history where you've not been partnered. Mm. And part of you doesn't want to lose the freedom of that. With partnership comes lots of interesting shifts, compromises. So, hence, your creative spirit manifests these partners at a distance. So you can sort of have your cake and eat it too. And yet, I do feel that if you are less idealistic and more grounded in, it's not so much who I'm with, but more the direction of how I love who I'm with and how I communicate with who I'm with and how I work toward a real, conscious, authentic relationship, you will have the experience that you want, and quite honestly, you're getting very close. There is a fear of losing your freedom, and there is definitely a shift of priorities when you enter a committed relationship. The priorities cease to be idealistic and become more grounded in a realistic give and take, but you're very close to this, and I feel that you just need to not put it so much that it's the one, but it's the creation, myself and another make together. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I want you to listen to this, because you really
The
Prince on the Horse vision.
Yeah.
And that's idealism.
Yep.
And idealism, well, every prince will become a frog eventually. And it goes both ways. Whether it's the romantic looking for my princess will come or my prince. Human beings come with baggage. And you've been this very idealistic, meditative soul that is been, you know, living in this not in the trenches of human beings. So, again, you're in it, you're trying, and frankly, every relationship you've been in has been a good one for you to have. So first reframe the past so that it comes to you and you think, well, that's been a good experience.
Mm.
Instead of, oh, what a mistake. What a frog. Back to looking for the prince. And my guide said to me one time, stop looking for the perfect man or the perfect partner. Just look for the good enough one and learn to love unconditionally. So you're very close to that.
Okay.
And the good enough one means a person who's human.
Yeah.
Okay?
Thank you.
And you're very close to it. And there, that's like, oh, really? You know, that means change.
Hmm.
So, I don't think you've made any mistakes, and I think all of this has been important. And try to give up your idealistic vision and start looking at partnership as my opportunity to grow in my capacity to love unconditionally and be authentic. You don't have to give up your identity. Just be in a place where you encourage your partner to also be authentic.
And do you just know? Is it?
Every part of you that wants to go, oh brother, this is too much work, is overridden by a deep desire to stay and work it out, instead of run away or quit.
I've never been the one to run away or quit.
Well, you pick the distance so that you can experiment without a lot of responsibility. Now, I feel like I said, you're very close to having what you want. It's happening.
Okay.
So don't be fearful. Your fear is it won't happen.
Yeah.
And the answer is put the fear aside. It's happening.
Okay.
And it's a process that you work with someone instead of you hope someone picks you.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is good.
Yes. Listen to this call again.
I am. I will.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
All my love to you. And for everybody, this has been a very, very good classroom tonight. Listen to the call again. There's more that will come after the fact, and you'll get different pieces at different times. And there is value in every single person's question for every single person listening, because the group consciousness also carries a common intention. So as you listen to the call again, listen for what bit of information that comes through is speaking directly to me. And I send you all my love. Stay the course. Don't jump around. Keep your journals, and you'll see some pretty amazing results.
Excellent. Thanks again so much for the call, Sonia. As she was speaking about listening to this again, the call will be located in your account section, which is where your sit-ups are loaded into and also where your journal is. You can access the two previous calls along with this evening's call. This evening's call will not be loaded in until about early next week, so please give us about a week to get that there. Once it's there for good, so you can listen to it as much as you want. In addition, our fourth and final call will be loaded in also next week, so you can plan for late summer for that call. And I wish everyone a very beautiful evening, and if there's anything I can do to be of assistance, please call or email me. Thanks again, Sonia, and thanks again to all of you for coming on the call this evening.
Okay. All my love, everyone. Bye-bye.